Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 510. 51 degrees here on this Thursday, October 23rd, 2025. Thanks for sticking with us for the third hour of the show. If you're just getting off work, well, you got one more day left, right? If you're Monday through Friday, and you're all good from there. I was talking to Jake earlier today. I'm trying to get the missus in tomorrow to do an anniversary show. I mean, I think it would be fun. I mean, you don't often get to hear much from her.
Big 3-0.
Right? It's our 30th anniversary on, well, Sunday or Tuesday, depending on how you look at it. We use Tuesday, but like any other good husband, you have to realize you better celebrate both days just to be on the safe side. Because never knowing what kind of mood they're in that year, especially this being the big 3-0, you know, we kind of celebrate both, but we focus more on the Tuesday date. And what it is we got married right here in Pennsylvania in St. Catherine Siena Church in Moscow by a good friend of ours, now past Father Michael Finn. He was a friend of the family. He married us there in my parents' church here in Moscow, Pennsylvania, 30 years ago, next week. But because of all the different laws or whatever, we got married in City Hall on November 26th, 2 days prior in New York City, where we lived at the time. And then we came here, left right after that, came here for the big wedding where we had all our friends bust in. And, you know, had the wedding here, had the reception up at Inn at the Abingtons. And that was our first immersion into Pennsylvania. My parents did live here for a few years prior to that, which is why we knew and loved the area. And we've been here for the past 22 years together, raised our kids. They're all grown and out and doing better than we are, and that's all we can ask for. And so, well, two things. I'm not going to be here next week. We're going to be away celebrating our 30th anniversary, but I thought it would be good to bring her in to have our anniversary show. So she's adamant against not doing it, and this is my attempt to pressure her to see if we can get her in, but a few things. She says she has some things to do before we go away and doesn't want to sit here for 3 hours. And she's not comfortable on the air. And, I don't want to pressure her to do something she's not comfortable doing. But I do think it would be an interesting show, a fun show to do, a little different side of what we normally talk about, you know, our backgrounds, how we met, you know, how we raised our children, how we fought like cats and dogs, got along like married couples should. And, you know, here we are today, 30 years later. I think some of my friends and some of her friends never thought that was possible, but defied the odds. And I think that's a story that people need to hear and should hear, both young and old, that it does still happen. I mean, relationships, long-term relationships are unfortunately the exception, not the norm anymore. So you know, that's what I was visioning my Friday show to be, but it doesn't look like it's turning out that way. Like always, she's the boss, and we'll have to do it her way. But that's the way it is. We'll see if we can get her in here one way or another. But that was my vision there. So just to give you a heads up on, I apologize. I've been trying for years here to have people that I trust the show with. And not that I don't our local people who do fill in, but they're just not available a lot of times. I have friends nationally who do shows who are on the same line as I am as far as, how they view things. And I would love to bring them in. But, corporate is corporate and things have to be jumped through hoops and things signed. You just can't say, hey, I trust this person with my show. I'd like them to fill in for me. That used to be done back in the day. It's interesting, though, because some other places still do that, and I could do that for them, but just here it's not. So I'm kind of stuck at the mercy of corporate. Unfortunately, the morning show is the only show with two hosts, so they don't really suffer from that because when one's out, the other one can do the show, to whereas if anyone else is out during the day, you guys suffer because you get a best of, you get a thing put together. But we're gonna see what we could do there. To make it not so. And listen, I get it. I don't like the best ofs either. On Saturdays and Sundays when they run me for the hour, I don't even listen to that because I don't want to hear me again either. So I get it, which is one of the reasons why I said Jake should take my hour on Saturday and do a sports show. And I've recommended that as well. I'm full of ideas here. It's just I don't have the pull to do anything there. So we'll keep trying for you there, buddy. But
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and that was exactly my offer. I said, I'm willing to give up my hour replay on Saturday. Let Jake give a sports take and see how it takes off. And I think it will, and a lot of texters think it will. But that's been my recommendation here. But here from 3 to 6. A lot of things flashed through my mind there, but let's just go politically correct, right? So that's where we're at. So I apologize again, but I think most of you understand. Kick back, relax under a palm tree with the missus for a week, drink some Mai Tais and eat some fresh shrimp. I'm all good for it. So, and I just found out that Kenny Chesney's plane. I don't even think I told you this, Jake.
No.
Kenny Chesney's private jet just landed at the start of this show in the place that I'm going for the next week. So it's only a 3x2 island, 3 mile by 2 mile island, there's a good chance we might bump into each other.
That'd be awesome.
Who knows? So you may see me with a picture drinking a Corona with Jimmy Buffett. His studio's there too, by the way. But he's no longer with us, with Kenny Chesney. So that's – and it's interesting because I know – where a few of his friends live down there. So I might have a good bead on where he may or may not be. Not that I could put that out there. So just want to tell my friends out there who are listening, who stuck with us for the 3 hours, that's tomorrow I'll be here. And then next week, not so much. And we'll be back the Monday after that. Tell you all about, maybe not. I don't know what the statute of limitations are, but we'll see. So I appreciate you listening to that. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Here we are, what are we, four, going on 5 months without a budget, right? Well, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro has a memoir that's about to cover his political rise and arson attack. So while there's no budget, he was able to write a book. You cannot make this up. The governor of Pennsylvania cannot get a budget but wrote a book. He's got a book coming out in January. Touching upon everything from his swift political rise to the trauma of his home being set on fire. And that's 100% legit. I've watched the press conference of him with his wife recently. There's definitely trauma that they need to work through. Most of us cannot comprehend being in a house that was set on fire from someone trying to kill you and being saved by your state police detail, waking you up while your house is actively on fire. There's no mistake. There's no joke. There's no downplaying. there is real embedded trauma that his family is going to have to work through the rest of his life. Hopefully his kids are young enough to where it voids their memory, but him and his wife, they're going to live with this forever, and it's how they deal with it, how they move on from it, which is a focus here. But my focus here is on this HarperCollins book that's coming out. They announced yesterday, Where We Keep the Light, Stories from a Life of Service, will be released January 27th. Now, Shapiro, 52, has become the prominent national Democrat since he was elected governor in 2022. He was on Kamala Harris's short list as a running mate in the last year's presidential election. But her own book and memoir coming out has a little different twist on, you know, how liked he was or not, or his likability, where he was measuring the drapes already before he was even offered anything. For us taxpayers here in Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, he's done very little to bring both sides together in Harrisburg to hammer out a budget, which is affecting our most vulnerable across the state and everyone, from our school districts to our counties to our social services to our meals that we deal with on a state level to everything. He's done nothing, but he's in New Jersey on a campaign stop this weekend. I saw that for Mikey Sherrill, the candidate running for governor there. And he's got a book coming out, so he's able to write a book. Now, I understand it's not actually him writing a book, but you are involved in the process. So you can write an entire book about your life, including what happened while we were out of a budget, but yet no efforts to have a budget. Listen, we got an absentee governor who has aspirations for higher office. I think that's evident to everyone. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. And if that's what he chooses to do, that's fine. But how about you choose to do your job now, which is run the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Make sure we have a functional budget and we actually operate the way we should. Sit down with the leadership on the Democrat and Republican side and get things done. Isn't that his mantra? We get things done? Well, you're not. You haven't. You don't. Get it done. A budget is not hard. You sit down with them and say, we're going to sit here for 15 hours a day, every day, until we figure something out. And if not, you're going to continue to come in here and sit here for 15 hours a day. And we're not going to order top-of-the-line lunches and dinners and such like that. Maybe we'll just get some cold cuts from the deli down the block with some bread. And you'll have to make your own sandwiches. That would be great optics, now wouldn't it? And we'll have bottles of water, because that's a lot of what all your constituents can drink, because they're not getting the funding that they need. Or better yet, why don't you send them all school lunches, school breakfasts, and have them live on that for the 15 hours they're there? That's an even better one. But the governor's got a book coming out in January, if you're interested in it. Stories, Where to Keep the Light. Stories from a Life of Service. Look at me for your next big election, Josh Shapiro. It doesn't say that. I added that. But you get the gist. You get the gist. It's I see EJ hovering around in there. It's 5:21, time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. I'm still all caught up in the Shapiro memoir coming out. But this is a little closer to home, and I think anyone who's an animal lover, if not, if you're a human being, can relate, get angry at this story, where two dogs die in a hot truck outside of an Exeter bar. Two golden retrievers died after being locked inside a hot pickup while their owner was drinking inside Veterans of Foreign Wars post in Exeter over the summer, according to charges filed this week by Wyoming Area Regional Police. I'm glad they investigated this, and I'm glad they came to a conclusion. The owner, Jerry Ranuskiewicz, and I probably messed that up, Renkavich, of Kingston, is accused of failing to seek veterinary care for the animals, Nugget and Caesar, and instead burying them in a shallow grave in his backyard. According to the complaint, officers were first notified about the dogs' deaths outside the bar a few days after the incident took place on June 22nd. The tipster told police that he had been drinking in the bar, was alerted to the dogs were in distress, but he responded that he thought he left the white Ford F-150 running, according to charges. Now, it was not uncommon for him to be there with his dogs. Normally left his windows open, and they jumped in and out of the pass-through window and to the cab and back into the bed of the truck. Both dogs were described as being very well-behaved. For unknown reason, he parked the truck with the doors and windows locked on the day in question. Again, this was June 22nd, the heart of the summer. He emerged from the bar about half hour after being informed that someone observed his dogs being in distress. Other witnesses reported seeing him kneeling on the ground with a lifeless dog next to the truck. The other dog was also motionless inside the truck. The witness attempted to perform CPR on the dogs but could not get a pulse. However, they say he never took the animals to a vet. Instead, the officers went to his house to discuss the matter on June 26. They found a shallow grave infested with maggots along the tree line in the backyard. They exhumed the grave and found the bodies of both dogs. And he's now been charged with felony counts of aggravated cruelty to animals, misdemeanor counts of cruelty to animals, and neglect of animals, as well as summary counts of cruelty to animals and neglect of animals. Court records indicate he had not yet been arraigned on the charges as of Thursday morning. I'm glad they stuck with this and pursued this. This is uncalled for. It's just cruel and should know better. Took some time, but justice is sometimes slow. I'm actually surprised they went and exhumed the graves to gather the evidence. But in the end, this is felony charges. Now, could this be pled down to misdemeanors and, you know, whatever the charge may be? Hopefully, it's never being able to own an animal again. But, you know, this kind of hits anyone, but more so anyone who's had animals or dogs especially, have cared for them and become members of their family. So it's good to see there's some justice here. It's not, it doesn't bring the dogs back, and, you know, having their two names and the type of dogs they were, I mean, doesn't really matter to a lot of people, but.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's good to see that citizens came forward, assisted with this, and did the right thing. And hopefully, he has to answer for his crimes. It's 5:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Looking at some texts. Looking at some text messages. The Rob you were looking for was Grunt, the Jersey Devil. Yeah, I'm just a grunt. I appreciate that. Thank you. If the Jersey Devil's still listening, my daughter completed her last full Oak course and full kit gear, which means her full backpack, rifle, and everything else. So, and you know what the Oak course is. So, passed it with flying colors. So, all good to go for graduation in the middle of December, I believe. But had her last PRT. Maxed out the push-ups, pull-ups, and planks, and did okay on the run, so she's good to go there as well. Somebody said, I think sports show would be a great idea. 2 years ago, they did the best of ended, ironically, was one of the severe snowstorms. They were saying how bad it was. Yeah, I think it would be. That's why I went to management and said it should be done, so... There you go. Come on, Rob. It's not all Shapiro's fault. Our state's reps are voting on if a baby should be aborted up to the day it's born. And listening to Mike Tyson, why we should legalize weed, cut them some slack. They're busy people, LOL. Was Mike Tyson really lecturing our state legislatures on legalizing weed? You have to look. It is coming down the road. They just see dollar signs. You've seen... You've seen the number that they're depending on budget wise. So some form of it, a recreational form, is coming. Now, what that exactly entails and how it's regulated and how it's managed, I've talked to my concerns about it. I think there should be better field sobriety testing. I think the public as a whole needs to benefit more. We didn't see it from gambling, or at least very minutely, and were sold a bill of goods that really weren't the case. But if the public is going to have to be subject to it, meaning the smell, I mean, drive around now, walk through any city now. Even downtown Scranton, I was at Scrantastic, and then right there during a 4th of July, or it was a 4th of July event, but it was held on the 3rd of July, it was all over the place. And I understand medical marijuana is legal in Pennsylvania, but even that, you know, listen, if we're going to be subjected to it, if we're going to be having to deal with it, driving on the roads, it's sort of like, why do we have to carry an underinsured insurance on our cars that cost us extra because other people can't do it? Well, you know, I want the benefit of other people being allowed to legally use cannabis. Somebody said, the question is, Rob, if they could generate zero tax revenue from legalized weed, would they allow it to be legalized? No, they wouldn't allow it. They try and tax or put a fee on everything. Right? They want to put a tax or fee on everything. Let me take this call real quick. We have Ken from Hanover on legalization. Ken.
Hey, Rob. It always comes down to the same thing. They just want the money. Let's say they come up with a number, $1 billion a year will be generated by legalized weed. And we're going to use that on the schools. They'll do what they always do. They will subtract $1 billion that they already give to the schools to put into the general fund for other stuff, and then put that billion into the school budget. The school budget will not go up a penny.
Precisely. And here's the thing. You know, if if this is the tax windfall and there's proven evidence in other states who have legalized it, be it Colorado and such like that, where accidents have gone up, fatalities have gone up, they've seen traffic incidents and driving under the influence gone up. If we're also expected to drive with that risk now, because that risk is out there. Once you legalize it, the risk is out there, especially if there's no real solid methods for field sobriety test for it, because people can get you take a couple of gummies. How do you tell they had the gummies? And there's no real field test for that.
Has auto insurance gone up in Colorado?
I don't have that in front of me, but I would imagine it does.
I mean, that's
the
important thing. That's an important thing. If auto insurance has gone up because of all the accidents and whatnot, that's another thing. Are we actually getting any benefit?
Because then we're all getting taxed for their tax revenue that they're getting.
And it's always the same for Pennsylvania government. You can give them all the money in a state, and then they will come back the next year and say, we need more.
Oh, yeah.
You can't give these people a penny more. Because they do nothing but squander it.
They have. I'm looking up if car insurance has gone up. So keep making your point so I have a little time to do some research here.
They do nothing but squander it. They dick around and don't actually accomplish anything. Because, the goal of all politicians isn't solving a problem. It's talking about a problem. Because if they talk about a problem long enough, they'll serve out their time in the electorate and then retire. No one has ever been elected by solving a problem.
Oh, no. If they solve problems, they'd be out of jobs, and they know that, which is why they perpetually run for re-election. What I'm getting is, yes, car insurance rates in Colorado have significantly increased since the legalization of recreational marijuana in 2012.
I think that's something else that needs to be injected into the argument of why not to legalize it.
Pre-legalization in 2012, average full coverage premiums were around $1,500 to $1,800 annually. Post-legalization, 2023 to 2025, averages now range from $2,300 to $3,200 annually, so almost double.
And, poor people can barely afford to keep their car on the road as it is.
Yep, and impact of marijuana legalization in Colorado, collision claim increased 6%. Police report reported crashes increased 5.2%. Fatal crashes involving THC-positive drivers doubled. So there you go.
And I'm sure there's an added healthcare cost about other non-car accidents that have occurred because of someone's high.
Innocent bystanders, right?
Yep.
Innocent bystanders. Which is why I'm saying, listen, if this is the route they're going to go and they're going to claim, hey, we need this money as this windfall. Well, you know what? If you're spreading that risk around to my family when they're driving or walking the streets, if you're spreading that risk to every Pennsylvanian around, they better benefit from it somehow. And unless I can justify that cost benefit is worth my wild, well, then I'm in this conversation then.
I mean, if they're going to do it, their whole excuse of, well, we need to, oh, you know what? Why don't you sell license to murder people then? After all, you need the money. What's the problem? Now make everything legal and just tax it. You need the money.
It's an interesting, you pay $1 billion, you get to kill a person of your choice.
Why not reduce the...
Not that I'm advocating on that, but I could just see how politicians would try and justify that.
Or, reduce the drinking age to 16. After all, that's tax they're not generating. Those young people have money we need to get.
Yeah. You want to drink at the age of 18, you pay a $100,000 permit, you could drink at 18.
It's Pennsylvania. It wouldn't even be $100,000. They would just say, you can have a license for 10 bucks.
See, I'm thinking highball here, Ken, but I appreciate you thinking about it.
Bye.
Thank you. It makes a lot of sense, you think about it. Not that I advocate for any of that. Nor should we. And just like I don't advocate we should do anything simply because of the tax base. Where's the when you start that ball rolling, where's it end? It's 5:45 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show as we start to wind things down on this Thursday, October 23rd, 2025. So, It looks, I'm getting word that there's a pretty good turnout at the University of Scranton for the Lackawanna County Commissioners debate that's taking place tonight. I believe that starts at 6. So you could check that out on ECTV. I will be monitoring that, listening to it through my car radio on the way home. So make sure you do the same. But I heard there's some people that are there. There's some pretty good turnout there. I'm looking at our local paper, the Times Tribune, and there's a breaking news chevron in bright yellow on the top of the online page that says, satellite images show before and after of demolition of the White House East Wing. Oh, pearl-clutching galore. So here we go. Looking to see what else is going on. That's the big thing tonight, that debate. And it's an important debate, and it's going to be interesting to see how it comes out. You got interesting mix with Tom Welby running as a Democrat. You have Chet Murley running as the Republican. And you have Capellini, who is a Democrat, running as an independent and a Democrat. So you got the three of them part of the debate tonight. Hopefully all three are there and show up. I don't expect why they wouldn't. Got some text messages in on the weed debate. You'll like it until one of those stoners crash into you. Stand on any street in Philly and every car going by smells of high-quality spiff. Even at Knoebels last weekend, the campgrounds reeked of wood smoke and weed fumes. Even the people walking around the park smelled of the same stuff the Beatles got off on times 10. Yeah, and another texter said the weed out there today is far stronger than my day in the 70s. One hit and you're blasted. It is a lot stronger. And another texter chimed in and says, according to State Representative Jamie Walsh, Tyson is coming to speak to them about the legalization of weed, posted 6 days ago. So I wonder if they did. If I was a long-term pot smoker, which I'm not, the last thing I would do is start paying taxes on my weed. And that's been proven time and time again. Even New York, who is more recent to our area legalizing recreational marijuana, the illegal marijuana market has increased dramatically. There. You'd think, oh, no, we're going to legalize it. It's all going to be legit. And nope. Somebody can always get it faster, cheaper, and better somewhere else. And they're going to. You're going to stymie some of it, but you're not going to eradicate it. As a matter of fact, it gets worse. And that's proven, too. And I just read to you the stats in Colorado. Auto insurance has almost doubled. Fatalities went up. Crashes went up. Police reports went up. And again, the innocent victims. So listen, if you're and do whatever makes you happy in your house or just like alcohol, don't drink irresponsibly. Don't do weed irresponsibly. If you're staying home and you want to pop a couple gummies or take a vape or, smoke a joint or whatever you do, that's on you. But if it's bothering other people as far as if I'm walking behind you in the street while you're doing it, now it's affecting me. If you're driving in the car in front of me and I have to smell it, even when my windows are closed, now you're bothering me. Plus, you probably shouldn't be driving while you're doing it anyway. But all you have to do is drive our roads, and I know I'll smell a whiff of it on my way home tonight, like at least twice, because that's the norm. And coming here was the same way. Today there was someone next to me. I was watching them do it while they were on their phone. So that was odd. Can't do that either. So, whatever it is, right? We're just grunts in the bigger person's army. That's it. Before we go, let me tell you about my friends at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. Listen, I had three criteria for a company to put in my ductless split air system. First of all, they're phenomenal. If you were thinking of one of these ductless split air systems, go through with it. Not only is it cost effective, it's going to save you money in the long run. If you think, they're expensive, the investment is well worth it. And I've learned that right off the bat. But I had three criteria. I want a local company, a family-run company, and a company that uses top-of-the-line equipment. That Mitsubishi electric heat pump system is top-of-the-line. Do your research on them. I looked at I could put these in myself. Would have taken me 2 days instead of the under 5 hours it took my friends at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. But I could have did it. And you look at the reviews, and you look at the quality of these big box store units. And yeah, 3 or 4 years, I would have got good use out of it, and then would have started having problems. Would have had to pay to get it fixed. Would have had to replace parts. Would have had to probably changing the unit out anyway. Not this. This is guaranteed. It's under warranty. It's got service contracts. It's got the whole nine yards. So the rebates from PP&L, the tax write-off in my 2025 taxes because the energy efficiency, plus just the energy to run. It is half the cost to run than my propane fireplace. They are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors, so they work directly with Mitsubishi to make sure these units are right to the specifications that they were built for. So check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com, and see how they can help your heating and air conditioning needs. And they do it all in HVAC. So if it's not a mini split air system and you have other HVAC needs, contact them, see what they can do for you. Well, that's it for the Rob O'Donnell Show today on WILK News Radio. It's 5:59 now, coming up on 6 o'clock, 51 degrees on this Thursday, October 23rd, 2025. Week's almost done. We can get through tomorrow and then hopefully have a couple days for the weekend. I got a whole week to recharge, so I'm looking forward to that. I don't remember the last – well, I took a vacation 2 years ago. All right, so 2 years ago I went to Virginia Beach for the week. We rented a house. But this is the – actually, this is the first vacation just us and the missus are going on. Me and the missus, us and the missus. See, it depends which personality she's going to have, right? We'll see if I can still get her in to come tomorrow. I think it would be a good show. What do you guys think, huh? I'll put a poll up on my Facebook on social media. Should she come in or shouldn't she come in? See if we could pressure her. She's off tomorrow, so it's a good day for her to come in. We got to drop our vehicle off that she was driving when it, you know, the whole deer thing. So hopefully we'll have that repaired at the place when we come back. But if not, we will see you tomorrow one way or another. God bless. Be safe. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.